Adjustments over excuses. That's what we're going to talk about today. Let's do it.
Hey, everyone. It's Andrew Bustos of the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. This is a podcast about life and fitness. You know what, DJ? Hit that music because it's time to start the show.
Welcome back, guys, to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos, with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling face. I'm going to jump right into this. This has been on my mind, on my heart. We got to talk about adjustments over excuses. We got to talk about excuses. We got to talk about adjustments. We got to talk about what you're going to do to make your life better. I was listening to Joe Rogan the other day. Regardless if you like Joe Rogan or you hate Joe Rogan or Joe Rogan this or Joe Rogan smokes pot, whatever the heck you may think, I'm a fan of Joe Rogan and how his mind thinks about simplicity. I really like that about him, and I think that's what people love about his show. So he's talking about COVID. He's talking about COVID-19, COVID. And I understand, if you've lost somebody during COVID, I'm so sorry for your loss. I really am. I'm sorry that you've lost somebody. I'm sorry that someone's died. And that goes for anybody that's lost anybody in the last year or anything like that, for anything. And which is sad. It does stink. But I was listening to him, and he was talking about like, where are the leaders? Like, where are the leaders of this country and talking to people about being fit? Like, where are they? Because most of the people that I have read about, and I know just recently now there's moms and there's children getting sick and there's people dying, which I think people are always going to die, right? We're always going to die. We're all going to die. But I think we never know when that time will come. So he's talking about these leaders, and he's talking about how there's nobody that has stepped up and said, you know what, the best thing that you can do against COVID, the best thing that you can do against illness, the best thing that you can do against anything is strengthening your immune system as much as you can. So the ways to strengthen your immune system are, you got to eat right, eat some vegetables, take a multivitamin. You got to exercise, start moving, even if it's walking. Because most of the people that are getting sick, and most people that do get sick, and I'm not talking about the cold, the average cold that you get a year, once every 6, 7, 8, 9 months, whatever. I'm talking about people that get sick all the time are fat. They're overweight. That's just the stats. And you can argue with me and go, no, that's not true, Mr. Andrew. That's not true. That's not true. But it is true. It is true. And I'm not talking about pregnant women. I'm not talking about those type of illnesses, because we've lost people here in Texas and Abilene, pregnant women that have died, pregnant women that you can't explain. But these are like the 0.001%, and which stinks. It still stinks. But I want to know, like, where are the leaders that are like, you know what, the best thing that you can do and all you can do is take care of your body, take care of you. If you decide to get the vaccine, get the vaccine. If you don't get the vaccine. I don't care. But what I'm saying is, where are those leaders? And that's what he was talking about too, is like, where are the leaders, the ones that are talking, that need to be talking about, hey, you need to lose weight, you need to lose body fat, because studies have shown that if you have less body fat on your body, you're going to be healthier. There's so many of them, man. Go read them. If you're going to argue with this, go and read them. And so what the reason why I want to talk about adjustments over excuses is because I think a lot of times we even put that as an excuse. Well, I can't go to the gym. I can't work out because of COVID. I can't work out because of this. I can't work out because of this. I can't do this because of this. And yet we are our biggest barrier to anything that we want to accomplish in our life. And that really does stink. So I'm going to give you just some simple little things. It's just simple, really simple that you can apply. And if I have offended anybody about COVID or anything like that, come and talk to me. Send me a message. Let's talk. I really want to talk, because I do believe the way to combat anything is to be healthy. The way to get rid of diabetes, the way to lose weight is you got to take care of your fitness. You got to take care of your heart. You got to be healthy. And it's really not that hard. It's just being consistent. It really is. You can still live your life. You can still do what you're doing. You can still do it, but you're going to have to make adjustments, and you're going to have to make adjustments over your excuses. So like, for example, a 15-minute walk is better than no walk, right? And you know what? If you are listening to me right now and you're driving, thank you for listening. If you're listening to me and you're sitting there, you need to get up and go do something. You need to walk around. You need to go around, walk around the block. You need to do things, because a 15-minute walk is better than no walk. And walking is like the best thing that you can do right now. I really do think if you're adding in walking to what you're doing, you're going to start losing weight. I want you in the gym. I do want you in the gym. I think this is so important to be in the gym. I think it's great to lift iron. I think it's great to lift weights. I think it's great to join a class. I think it's great to be around community right now. It really is. And here's another one. 7 hours of sleep is better than 6 hours of sleep. Do you agree with that? I hope you do, because it's an extra hour. And I know many of you that love sleep. I could care less about sleep, but I know sleep helps. Isn't that funny? Because I right now with a newborn, we're not sleeping as much. We just aren't. And I've adjusted, and that's okay. But I also know the adjustments are there over my excuses. My workouts will not be as great as they were. They won't. However, I'm still going to exercise. Do you see my point, what I'm trying to make here? 3 workouts per week is better than 1 workout a week. Is it not? And if you, I talk to my buddies all the time about the movies that they, or the TV shows that they watch. I really only get the chance to watch movies. I like to watch Cobra Kai when Cobra Kai comes out. I really am addicted to Cobra Kai. I love that show. I also like Modern Family, but we're only on season 2. We don't really get the chance to watch a full episode of anything. I still am trying to watch the new movie, The Suicide Squad. I've only got through 30 minutes of it because we have a child, we have children. Things are just different, right? You got to make adjustments for it. So when I talk to my buddies, they're always talking about how, man, we're watching Tombstone, we're watching this show, we're watching that show. I'm like, yay, how do you have time to watch all these shows? If you're watching the shows, guys, and they take 45 minutes, you have plenty of time to exercise. You do. It's just an excuse. You don't want to. You don't want to find times to make yourself healthy. You don't want to do those things. You don't. You don't want to meal plan. You don't want to plan out your week. You don't want to. And that's okay. That's okay. But I'm just telling you, stop making excuses. Make adjustments. Just because things don't go the way you imagine in your head doesn't mean that you can't adjust and progress. Let me say that again. Just because of the things that don't go the way you imagine in your head doesn't mean you can't adjust and progress. Because I think what you guys do, and this is what I see and frustrates me, is your goals and your dreams and desires are so huge, so big, but you're not willing to do things, anything about them. You're not willing to progress. You give up after a month. You give up after 2 months. You give up after a week. Heck, you give up after a day now. That's just the way the world works. I don't understand that. But you don't give it your all. Give it your all. You're going to make mistakes. I've made plenty of mistakes in my life. I've made plenty of mistakes in my fitness. I've made plenty of mistakes. But guess what? I've learned from them. You can too. So instead of making excuses, adjust. Take ownership in where you are. Take ownership in what you're doing. Take ownership in your life. Take ownership in what you want to accomplish. Take ownership. Take ownership. Take ownership. I was talking about my son this morning. I was talking to him. He's not having the best week at school. He's not. And it's only 1 week in. He's an amazing football player. He really is. He's going to be a great football player, great athlete. I told him today, I said, son, at school, if you don't bring me home smiley faces, you're not going to get to play football. I straight up told him, you don't bring me smiley faces, you don't get to play football. I want you to play football. I want you to enjoy it, because I believe that that's what you're called to do. You to play sports, man. You're athletic, you're fit, all these things, because I believe in him so much. I believe in him so much, but I told him that. And it breaks my heart to say it, but at the same time, I know that he can make adjustments. He can't give me excuses. There's no excuse you can give me. Yeah, you may have a little ADD, ADHD, just a little bit of it, but guess what? You can overcome it. I do believe you can overcome it if you put your mind to anything. People have overcome so many things in their life. So many things. Look at the Paralympics. Look at all these people, man. Look at these people that don't have legs. Look at these people that don't have arms. Look at these people that do things, man. So why are we making excuses? Why? Make adjustments. Stop. That's what I told him. Make adjustments over excuses, man. Start making adjustments. I don't expect you to be perfect, but I want smiley faces. I want the teacher to say great things about you. I want you to be respectful. I want you to stop hitting. I want you to do those. The same thing goes for you. I want you to stop eating crap. Is it okay to eat a little crap? Yes, you're not perfect. I want you to exercise. Start exercising. Stop making excuses. 15 minutes is better than none. 20 minutes is better than none. If you're fat and overweight, you need to start losing weight. It'll improve everything from your sex life, love life, gym life, relationship life. If you're healthy, you're going to have more energy to spend time with the people that you love, man. That's all I'm saying. Why not? Adjustments over excuses. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this short podcast, because I want to come to you. I don't have much time. I got other things to do, but I want you to understand that you are valuable, you are special, and you can make a difference in your life. You can. Let's go get it. Thank you guys for listening. Check me out everywhere. Go check out my TikTok, Bustos Training, Andrew Bustos. Go check it out. TikTok, man. I'm TikToking TikTok. Like Kevin Hart. TikTok. Hope you enjoy your day and enjoy this sick beat.
We'll be right back.